if trouble were money, I'd have more money than any man should. I'm open for business in your neighborhood. Blues in my business and business is good. Oh, if I had a dollar for every broken heart, I've been drinking fine wine and eating caviar. If trouble were money, I'd have more money than any man should. I'm open for business in your neighborhood. Blues in my business and business is good. I said the blues in my business and it's good. In my business, and it's good. Oh, blues in my business, and it's good. Blues in my business, business is good. Open for business in your neighborhood. Blues in my business, business is good. I said the blues. I said the blues. Business is good. I said if I had a dollar for every broken heart, I'd be drinking fine wine and eating caviar. If trouble were money, I'd have more money than any man should. I'm open for business in your neighborhood. Blues in my business and business is good.
Friends, and welcome. My name is Mike Patak, and the blues is my business. I want to thank Ivy Ford with me in the radio station today. It was Ivy introducing the show with an acoustic Blues is My Business, and she did it live. Hello, Ivy.
Hi. Good morning. No, I'm kidding. Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming out. Now, don't be modest here and no blushing. I want to tell everyone that you began performing live at the age of 13. You play numerous instruments. You have opened and continue to open for Buddy Guy. You've shared the stage with Chicago Blues Hall of Famers. I am very happy that Ivy Ford, who has made a name for herself as Chicago's Blues Kitten, is with us today.
I'm glad to be here. Yeah.
It's awesome. Just awesome. I've got to ask, okay, which singers, which musicians most influenced you? And at 13, you were listening at...
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, my first time I heard actually Billie Holiday, I was 9 years old, and I've been a fan ever since, which a lot of times people today they think of Billie Holiday as being mostly like jazz and stuff, but she was considered a blues singer. So I've always had a fondness for Billie Holiday, and not only as a vocalist, but as a basically like, you know, boss woman in the business. But then I'm a huge, huge fan of Freddie King, his voice and his guitar playing, and how he would, you know, sing and play to complement one another. Because you find some guitar players that they don't singing ain't their strongest suit, or singers that don't really, you know, play anything. So Freddie King, I think, was a great example of doing those both. So huge Freddie King fan. And naturally, I'm a Buddy Guy fan as the day is long. So, yeah.
We are too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I should mention the first time I had the opportunity to see Miss Ivy,
yeah,
it was at a Marquette Blues Festival. And just as Buddy Guy would do it, she also came off the stage. And she was right there in the audience having probably not as good a time, maybe as good a time
Yo,
as everybody else
they had that dance floor
was.
Out there. I had to test it out. So.
That's exactly what you said out there, too.
No, yeah.
You were incredible. Incredible. I would like to play Mama Didn't Raise No Fool from your Club 27 CD.
Oh, cool.
And I'd like to say about that Club 27 CD, it is considered one of the top 10 albums of the year by Deep Roots magazine.
That's right.
I've done my research.
You know what's funny is, and this happens a lot, is I wasn't aware that it was in the top 10 until another fan of mine sent me the link and they said, Ivy, check this out. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So, yeah, no, I'm grateful when I heard about that. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, it's thank you for being here again. And we have you for the time we have
that's
you.
That's right,
and,
yeah.
And you being the kind of person, very outgoing person you are, I wouldn't
true.
Be surprised if we don't have enough material for two shows. More on that later, but this is
right,
all
yeah.
about you, Ivy.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I was born a few days prior, but not yesterday. Don't worry your mind about it anyway. What I'm really trying to say is I know a thing or two. Enough, but not too much from learning something new. Mama didn't raise no fool. A lot of people talk without a brain, throwing a whole lot of words with nothing to say. Stones and sticks will hurt you quick, but words will surely kill you. So I shut my mouth and listen. Mama didn't raise no fool. Don't mean that I don't know. Brace yourself, honey, I won't stop once I go. Don't you hear every word coming crystal clear? Oh, honey, who do you think you're talking to? Mama didn't raise no fool.
I'd like to mention to our radio audience that Ivy Ford performs at numerous blues fests. And it was that Marquette, Michigan Blues Fest that my wife and I were very taken with her performance. She drew the audience in with all that she did on stage, no blushing, and off stage and fronting her own band. Before we got going recording this today, we were talking about how very professional, but very at ease with the audience and making the audience feel so comfortable that with a broken guitar string, she had no problem with changing that out while a bass and drum were doing solos and the rest of the band was cooking and she was up there talking and changing that. What string was that, by the way?
So I never break the same one like twice in a row. And that one, I think it was my G string, actually.
It sounds like kitschy and tawdry,
but it was my G note string.
We're okay with that.
Okay,
tawny
cool.
And right. Kitschy. That's all right. Okay, but she did all this on stage, and fronting her own band. She is a true singer, musician, entertainer. They talk about you being the next generation of blues, roots, and soul music, and I've seen you draw the audience into yourself, and you are very versatile, very talented.
Thank you.
We were talking a little bit about the very first cut on her Club 27 CD, and I'm not going to say anything more about it because Ivy says it best, but she's going to introduce that first cut to the song. The name of the song is Keep On Blues. Let me describe that the CD cover is Ivy Ford, but she is
trying to recreate one of the two or three photos that's actually in existence of Robert Johnson. So that first the first track, Keep On Blues, it actually I was saying, kind of break there, how I recorded that was we took a little sample of Robert Johnson's Crossroads, just the intro, and kind of spliced it to when I started playing the same or very similar guitar lick or whatnot. And then I was saying how a lot of times recording albums this day and age with digital technology and things like that, not only are you usually miking the room, but the instruments are going direct, and it's a lot of elements and a lot of toys to work with. But when I recorded that Keep On Blues, I actually just recorded me and my guitar on a, if I'm saying it correctly, like a mono track with one microphone all in one take, which a lot of times sound engineers and musicians, they don't like that because it's a little scary because you can't go back and fix anything if you mess it up. But like I said, before we got back on, I said, if you just do it right the first time, you won't have to fix it later, you know?
So excellent. If it works out that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here we go with Keep On Blues.
Keep on walking.
Ivy, what did you grow up listening to?
I listened to everything. My mom was always really into soul and funk and R&B and all that stuff. So I grew up on everything. When my parents were together, I grew up in the church for a little bit, you know. So obviously I got I have that kind of background going on. And then when I, you know, as I got older, like in preteen and teen years, I was all about the pop stars and whatnot. But, yeah, I grew up listening to everything and anything, quite honestly.
Yeah, did you have a favorite in the pop music? I was
part of the Britney Spears generation, so...
Say it ain't so.
I actually sang Britney Spears for a couple, like, talent shows and things. So, that, yeah, but, like, even today, if I, you know, hear it come up, like, on my Spotify or something like that, I get a little nostalgic, because it was... That was a time, I think I was like between 9 and 12 years old, which makes sense because at like, 12 or 13 was when I started singing with bands. Yeah. It was nothing but classic rock and blues, but, you know.
Was it then that you decided to make music your profession? You were going to go out there and
do it? You know
what,
honestly, I knew, and this may sound crazy, but it's for real. I knew I was 5 years old and I did my first talent show. Yeah, I sang Britney Spears, but that's details are, you know, besides the point. I knew when I was 5 years old that I wanted to sing. I wanted to perform. That's what I wanted to do. Obviously, I don't know. I can't say I knew in what capacity or how it was all going to work at 5 years old. I've always known that this is what I wanted to do in some form or fashion since 5 or 6 years old. Yeah.
Well, Britney Spears notwithstanding, I still love your music. And,
oh, thank you.
And you are quite the personality on and off the stage, I love it. I feel like I've known you for 10 years.
Yeah, well, I tell people are people. That's like when, and, you know, you and I had talked on the phone, was it yesterday or the other day, and I said people get really surprised. They come and see, if they get a chance to come talk to me on break, and they say, man, you're just like how you were on stage. I said, I don't have time to have to be two people. Man,
I love
what you
that.
Getting on stage is what you get. I'm the only difference is I may not be wearing lipstick and high heels, you know, at the local grocery store. But aside from that, I'm the same person, you know. So you gotta keep it real.
And I saw some of that real. Yeah. All right, and in Marquette on and off the stage.
Oh, sure.
So they have a little autograph tent.
Right.
A little area there in Marquette.
Yes.
And I'm waiting patiently and I'm waiting to speak with Ivy. And there was a young lady right before me. Mm-hmm. And I guess you and her were talking about your kids. And then it came up to tattoos.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
right.
Right.
So the
next
the next thing I remember is you pulling up your blouse and showing your daughter's tattoo.
Look,
your daughter's name, the tattoo.
Yes, and, it's a very proud moment.
Yeah, a very proud moment
is
right.
Oh,
yes.
Exactly.
Well, I'd like to play Black Sheep, and this also is on the Club 27 album, CD. And I know everybody out there is going to enjoy it.
All
Give it a listen.
When you're walking with no destination in mind, singing a song that you used to know, but it's out of time. Fooled by the faces that you used to know. Nothing seems the same like it used to, and it turns upside down, and your feet can't touch the ground, and you're feeling so strange, you got to make a change.
Mother Nature. Don't be so dense, darling. Eventually, she'll get you.
End of part one of Ivy Ford and Huntley, Chicago blues kitten, versatile, talented, and old soul, and we're very grateful to have had her in the studio today. Stay tuned for part two next week, broadcasted on my regular program Friday and Saturday, then archived with all the others at huntleyradio.com.
I'm open for business in your neighborhood. My business and business is good. Oh, if I had a dollar for every broken heart, I'd be drinking fine wine and eating caviar. If trouble were money, I'd have more money than any man should. I'm open for business in your neighborhood. Blues in my business and business is good. I said the blues in my business, and it's good. Blues in my business.